Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not a recreation, I am the official. Back when Short was telling freaky tales, not blowing the whistle. Handwritten titles on a Memorex, tapes getting eight in your player, big player. OG rhyme sayer, that's who I be. Still running this game like a PIMP. Ooh-wee, pop my collar, say a rhyme for a dollar. But you can keep it, it ain't no secret. I'll give the song away before anyone can leak it. Corrupt so we can freak it, so now I'm gonna speak it. 100% truth. Make you say church a lot. Trying to find another like me, gon' search a lot. Break out your flashlight, better call parliament. Sick of how these rappers doing hip hop, they're harming it. But I'll bring it back to that old boom bap. TDHP, definition of real rap. I'm the definition of rap in four letters. From the days of shell toes and black leather. Back when you could get your song played in your hometown. Yeah, you can truly tell for years I've been down. See, I'm the definition of rap, I'm not bragging. Not about sagging, back when they was tagging. Real hip hop truly comes from the heart. I'd rather have a job than destroy my art. Now I see some selling out in the game, cause the times got lean, and they wanna try and look at me mean. Saying, hey, what you mean? This pop star trying to help us. Really, if you ask me, it's looking kinda helpless. 30 million plays, that's kinda nice. The fans don't even care, and you made a sacrifice. I went back to life like soul to soul, while the soul's on ice, and I'm underground nice. See, I get a pound twice, beneficial like brown rice. I feed your psyche, they'll try anything like Mikey. I push the bowl aside, humble like a transit ride. Chop it up with a passenger, miss me with the scavengers. Vain in this caliber, silly like Gallagher. Chop a melon, Mr. Rhyme Felon. 2015 ain't no record selling. High priest, the definition of rap, that's why they yelling. I'm the definition of rap in four letters. From the days of shell toes and black leather. Back when you could get your song played in your hometown. Yeah, you can truly tell for years I've been down. See, I'm the definition of rap, I'm not bragging. Not about sagging, back when they was tagging. Real hip-hop truly comes from the heart. I'd rather have a job than destroy my art. The most confident, never ever arrogant. All about humility, not cliched like talking about humidity. It's about the heat in this particular case. So I will murder beats in this particular place. Who's that crazy middle-aged dude rapping like he lost his mind? Well, that's me because I'm lost in time. OG, from what year, man? You already knowin'. From the early 80s and I've never stopped going, never stopped showing my true love for this game. Hip-hop, human torch, unstoppable flame. Said it in another rhyme, but I had to remind you again. A rap story that's never gonna end. And I don't pretend they counting on me for the truth. This song got 316s with valid proof. Bars and metaphors, put them down in the snack. TDHP, the definition of real rap. I'm the definition of rap in four letters. From the days of shell toes and black leather. Back when you could get your song played in your hometown. Yeah, you can truly tell for years I've been down. See, I'm the definition of rap, I'm not bragging. Not about sagging, back when they was tagging. Real hip-hop truly comes from the heart. I'd rather have a job than destroy my art. You dig? Good evening, Cyber World. Once again, we welcome you to another fact and fun-filled edition of the realest, most authentic, just downright fun, good-time hip-hop show, TDR Radio, with your host, 30-year underground veteran, Faith the High Priest, and that's me. And what's good? Happy Sunday to you. Here we are once again. It's like a weekly ritual, isn't it? You know, you do your Sunday thing, you hang out, you enjoy the day, maybe do a little barbecue, maybe go to the mall, shop it up online with the fam, you know what I'm saying? Then 10 o'clock approaches, you got to get ready, you do what you do. I don't know what you do, but you do it, and you get ready, and you tune in to Blog Talk Radio, and me, Thief, the Priest, because we put it down in a real live way. The Chopaganda, the real hip-hop, the real artist, the indie spotlight, I got to do it. If I don't do it, who the hell else is going to do it on the internet? Very few. I'm amped. Welcome to the show, man. Hey, starting off, we have, I got to do my promo, man. I got to get it in too. The sound of Faith the High Priest, the definition. Definition of real rap, man. That's what I've been doing since the year 1983. OG in the game. That's how it's going down in a real live way. Just made that yesterday. I didn't do a song for 2 weeks. I just didn't feel right. Yes, it was 2 weeks yesterday, so I decided, you know, had to go on YouTube and get my scavenger on, man. You know what I'm saying? Found a nice little beat that I like, whipped it up, you know, like a chef in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Just, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm still using the outboard gear. Still got this, man, got the studio right in the living room. I have not paid for studio time since 1998. It's been a long time, man. I don't do studios. You know what I'm saying? I don't do Pro Tools. Old-fashioned, hands-on. Let's tweak some knobs. Let's put it down, mix it, master it, put it on the internet, put it on the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. Being that I'm an OG, older cat, man, you know, I don't know if you notice, like, I reference, like, I have, like, a lot of retro references. Like, in that song, I reference Mikey from the Life Cereal, commercial. You know, I said, push the bowl aside, humble like a transit ride, chop it up with a passenger. Ain't got no time for the scavenger, something like that. I just wrote it. Bear with me. And then later on in it, I said, something. I said, they ain't of this caliber, silly like Gallagher. Chop a melon, Mr. Rhyme Felon. You got to be like, you know, you got to be from that here Gallagher, the silly dude from the Gong Show. He used to chop watermelons. You might get it, you might not. Either way, it rhymed, and I hope you enjoyed it. Joining me this evening, calling in from Newport, Tennessee, one of my favorite musical artists on my Facebook page, Nitso. Man, you know what I'm saying? I really dig this dude, man. I feel like this gentleman and myself, you know, man, we're down for a certain same cause. You know what I'm saying? He's like a no-nonsense hip-hop artist. I feel he has great lyrical content. I feel he has a great hip-hop voice, and he's really been doing some great music, man. So I reached out to him, invited him on the show, and he's been kind enough to take me up on the offer. Here, he's here tonight. He's on hold. He's going to be joining us in just a little bit. Want to let you in on a little bit of music news before we start the show. Selena Hologram coming in the year 2018. Selena Quintanilla, I believe that's it. This was a Latin performer. She was a great singer that she had a crazy manager who gunned her down in like March of 1995. Hard to believe she's been gone for like 20 years. But, yeah, this is pretty interesting. Following news of a Selena Hologram set to appear in 2018, late Tejano pop star sister Suzette Quintanilla, I hope that's the right pronunciation, has provided more details on why the singer's family was drawn to the project. By no means is this something that's creepy or weird, Suzette told Billboard. A lot of the new fans that did not get to experience what Selena was about, hopefully will be able to get a sense of her with this new technology that's going to be coming out. The Quintanilla family had been approached last year by Acrobert, a company that specializes in a technology called digitized human essence. According to the announcement posted on Selena's official Facebook page Wednesday, this interactive hologram will release new songs and videos, will collaborate with current hit artists, and aims to go on tour. It's not about replacing Selena in any shape, way, or form, insists Suzette. It's just something to help her legacy continue growing. A website has already been launched for the project, referred to as Selena the One. On April 16th, Selena's birthday, an Indiegogo campaign will also be launched to help raise $500,000 to help build the advanced hologram. The family has already been active in providing Acrobert with lots of photos, video footage, and materials to help them properly represent her. Suzette and the rest of the Quintanilla family feel strongly about fans fully understanding the purpose of the project. People don't realize how fast technology is moving, said the singer's sister. This is something that we're building for another 2 to 3 years, so when 2018 comes around, they'll be like, okay, we get it. Sounds interesting. You know, I mean, that was a great singer, obviously gunned down in what was the prime of her career. And, you know, just the part that just kind of throws me a little bit, like interacting and doing new stuff with different artists. I don't know about that. That seems a little creepy in itself to me. That's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. But this would be interesting to see. I hope they do a good job of it. Some of these holograms have been hit or miss. So we'll see how that goes down in the year 2018. Again, calling in from Newport, Tennessee, the big homie, the artist, the man, Nitso. He's on the line. Let's see what's on his mind. What's the business, homie?
What up, what up, what up?
It's going down. Welcome to TDR Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. I truly appreciate it.
Man. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good in the internet hood, my friend. How you doing out there tonight, man?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I was just celebrating my son's 14th birthday, so we've been doing it up this weekend.
It's beautiful, man. You know what? I gotta take it back to Labor Day. You had that big picture out with the ribs and all the food and stuff, man. Like, you know. I'll rev up the magic carpet next time, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got ISIS homies. They don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get the magic carpet rolling, bro, for that one.
Well, you always welcome, man. I'll always save your plate. We still got leftovers in the fridge.
Oh, you know, Snappadabulous is on and popping.
Make a honey, honey, ho.
Oh, man, make a Johnny, ho. You know? Hey, good to have you here, man. Hey, do me a favor for my listeners that are just, you know, getting aware of who you are. Please formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Nitso.
All right, what up, y'all? This is Nitso, a.k.a. the Schizo, a.k.a. Po' Boy. I'm trying to do my own thing with Po' Boy Entertainment, Truth Records. It's the realest underground company ever. Down here in Newport, Tennessee. Originally born early 80s, East Detroit. Shout out to all my East Detroit 7 Mile family. Really, what I'm doing is pretty much what you said and what you do. I'm trying to bring it back to the pure art form, not the mainstream, watered-down, magical, bling-bling stuff that you see all the time. And you know as well as I do, the music's dying. That's pretty much all I'm trying to do. I'm reaching out, networking with a lot of seriously good, talented underground artists. I love the underground scene, all about networking, just getting together, making good music, everybody getting heard. If we eat, we eat. If we don't, we don't. But we're still doing what we love, and we're still getting it out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's just, you know, that's tabernacle, you know what I'm saying, right there, man. That's how it is. That's, you know, like I said, we have a lot of things in common as far as, you know, a musical vision. And, you know, I am one, you know, obviously, again, 100% an not-for-profit artist, just doing it really because I love to do it. You know, again, on a personal note, you know, everyone's got their own agenda, but I removed the finance out of it, and, you know, I'm just a lot happier. I do music because I love it, and
right.
That's all there is to it, man. No.
Don't get me wrong.
If some miracle happens, and so, you know, if a UFO flew down with a $1 million contract for a 30-year underground unheard of OG, I'm in. I'm going to the next planet. It's on. You know what I'm saying? It's
real
good,
space
but, you know. Yes, sir. A-Ball and MJG ain't going shit on that one, homie.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, like, I never say never. I never say never, but I'm just realistic, man. You know, again, on a personal thing, you know, I'm just an older cat, and, you know, don't, you know, again, man, just underground. And then that's nothing. Personally, I'm not ashamed of any of that, but I got to just keep it real at the same time. And just, you know, man, it's the older you get, the, you know, really in this game, it's unfortunate, but it's the double standard in this industry, man. So I just keep it realistic, but I don't let that get me down. You know, again, that's why I'm still here doing my thing. And just the power of the internet, man, that's how we became acquainted. That's why we're here tonight. And that's why, you know, again, just even a humble opportunity, a lot of artists have enjoyed being on the show. I'm glad you could join me, and I'm glad that you can use it as a tool to, you know, to get your message out to
No, a couple hundred, few thousand, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Lightweight, you know, so.
Hey, one ear is better than no ear, you know what I'm saying?
It's all,
I ain't,
you know,
mad
what I'm
at
saying?
And you exactly right, though, with the finances. I put that first and foremost a while back, and that was all I was focused after, and I stopped loving the music. I stopped enjoying it. It became a job, and nobody likes to go to work, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Once I figured out that that was what was holding me back, and I was trying to be like the next person and sound like the other guy, then once I realized that was what was restricting me and I knocked that out of the way, it opened up my walls, you know, opened up the cage of the cell, just let me go, let my mind flow again, I could breathe again, and I enjoy it. I'm just like you. If by chance a lump sum comes into play, as long as the paperwork's right, you know, maybe we can talk, but if not, I'm going to continue doing what I do because I love doing it, and that's what it's all about.
Fantastic, man. Love the message, love the positivity. And, of course, I'm sure these listeners are going to love this track we're about to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to TDR Radio. Your host, Thief the High Priest, Nitso from Newport, Tennessee, is in the building. Guess who's back? Guess what's back? Real hip-hop. We're going to go on this track, man. Don't go nowhere.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I feel like y'all been led astray. So, I guess Nitso gotta make a return, right?
I've been gone for a minute, guess I shouldn't have left. But now I'm back, like the vertebrae attached to your neck. Had to resurrect the mic. Mic check, yep, I'm plugged in, the game's about to catch wreck. The reckoning, reckon I set trends for Cock County. Back to please the masses, y'all seem so lost without me. Some may doubt me, but I'm here to put the hammer down. Within a week or two, you'll hand me back the greatest rapper's crown. The king is back in town, bend your back and bow your head. I've been gone so long that y'all had me declared legally dead. But I ain't Tupac, I'm still living and breathing. Heart still beating, have to drag me out kicking and screaming. Cause I ain't leaving, this time it's victory or nada. Heard a lot of the bullshit that y'all been spitting. Y'all imposters, get ready for the real and never duplicate it. Always hated, and that's what keeps me motivated. Bitch, I'm back. The originator of the Newport flavor. Haters everywhere recognize me as the Newport savior. Here to dig out the hole you put yourself in. You're lukewarm, well, I'm like 2 million degrees Kelvin. I molded most of you motherfuckers from my own breath. Gave the city rhythm with the beating from my own chest. I was the voice of my people when no one spoke at all. Fizzy Leo started the city's musical protocol. So I returned because they hurt and nobody's speaking up. Guess that goes to show that I'm the only soul that gives a fuck. Nitso back, so run and tell your best friend. Need a pretty feature. He's the one you should invest in.
Call it on.
The game needs some protection. I'm breaking down bones, homes, and I ain't even flexing.
Call it all cars.
The game needs some protection. I'm breaking down bones, homes, and I ain't even flexing. I'm back. Left ain't too much change, except for the fact that I realize that I ain't rapping for fame. So I ain't got nothing to lose, but I got plenty to gain. I still get love in the streets and people holler my name like, I love you, Nitso. When's the next album dropping? Hey, dog, you still rapping? Man, you used to get it popping. Ain't shit stopping, homie. I keeps it moving. I took some time off through much needed rest and recouping. But now I'm back at it, spitting until I'm asthmatic. Sick of listening to this whack rap that just half-ass it. Let me relax, I'm about to blow a gasket. I love my crap and hate when these rich bastards laugh at it. A million punchlines, but no substance we can relate to. That's why real artists just don't play you and straight hate you. You need an adversary? Guess what? You got one. Nitso the Schizo is a motherfucking problem. I'm back.
Taking over, that means it's getting over, so I guess I'm back.
You know I come back eventually. I love it.
Radio, Thief the High Priest, the sounds of Nitso, guess who's back? How's that for underground artists? How's that for a flow? How's that for delivery? I think it's pretty damn splendid myself. Hey, real quick here, I want to remind everyone to check me out at the internet site Number One Music. I just wanted to remind everyone. To High Priest on Facebook, and back to Number One Music real quick. I did have the number three song for my state this week on the hip-hop charts, 40 bars, like, whoa, OG still putting it down, you know what I'm saying? So without the fame, without the cash, number three, man, I just had to share that. I'm a little proud of that, man. Nitso, man, hot track.
What up, what up?
Put it down.
Thank you, man, I appreciate that.
Like I said, you got the delivery, the passion, just, you know, man, that's star delivery right there, man, So everything
that was burning in me.
What's that now, homie? What's that?
I said that's the hunger that was burning in me.
And man, I love it. So, you know, can't extinguish those flames. Hip hop, human torch. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, wow. I suppressed them for too long, man. Like I said in the song, it's been like 10 years since I did something. So. It was finally eating at me and say, hey, let me out, man. Let me out.
Let them fireballs out, homie. Let the miracle fireballs out. You know what I'm saying? They, you know,
right.
You're going to burn your esophagus. You're going to burn your esophagus, fool.
Yeah, I thought it was heartburn, but apparently I was wrong.
Right. Those wings. Wings are hell. No, man, sounding good though, man. Sounds great. Glad to have you here again. I just wanted to ask you, man. You know, obviously you got your own style, your own flow, and your own vision. But who are some of the artists that influence you to get into the game, to pick up the mic and to spit the flames?
Oh man, that's a big one. Well, like I said, I was born '82, so I was growing up, coming up, right in the middle of it all. Right when it was starting to bubble and boil and hip-hop blew up. So I've got the old-school artists, you know, Run DMC, all that. Boogie Down Productions, all that. But my main influence is the one that got me saying this is what I want to do has got to be my forefathers, Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's my main one.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, really, you know, and especially in the 90s, man, you know, Bone Thugs was really, they was carrying that ruthless torch, man. You know what I'm saying? After all those, you know, all the ups and downs that happened with Ruthless Records and NWA and Easy, like, that was like the new star group for Easy, man. And
most definitely.
I remember.
I was kind of disappointed that they didn't have more of a cameo or whatever you want to call it in the Straight Outta Compton movie. I was hoping they'd put something more out there.
Right, you know, that. I mean, hell, we need another show to talk about that. But yeah, obviously there were some, there were just some, I mean, you know, great movie. I mean, again, you know, man, entertainment-wise, you definitely, you know, man, that's a popcorn muncher, Mel Good extravaganza, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, factual, you know, just there's just some gaping omissions that, you know, whatever,
yeah.
That's, you know, man, you know, when you,
I was pointing them out in the theater.
I'm sure, I'm
like,
sure.
Yeah,
man.
That ain't right, that ain't right. They missing something here.
It is, but, you know, like I said, when you got two people, you know, you basically, that's Drain Cube's movie, man, that's Drain Cube's version of what happened, and again, made for a great theatrical release and very entertaining watch, excuse me, but yeah, you know, like I said, Bone Thugs definitely should have been included in that, but it is what it is, man, but yeah, that's some, you know, that's some heavy influences there, man, and you know, I can see that you've definitely been influenced by some of the greats. So what you got going down for the rest of 2015 and beyond, man?
Really, actually, right now I'm just starting to go in and work on my all-original album that I'm putting together all by myself, not getting anybody else's beats or nothing. I'm making all my own beats, trying to work with a lot of these other underground hungry artists that I've been networking with. I want to get them featured on, help promote them, get their names out, get them heard. I just reunited with my brother, my best friend, who I started making music with. We're about to get back in the studio, put together a mixtape probably. Really, that's my main focus is right now, is just working on my album and working with all these super talented people I've been networking with, man. It's so crazy how much talent is out there and never gets heard, never gets found. And that's what I want to do. I want to help be the one to promote them, get them out there. You know what I'm saying? I want them to get heard. So if anything, if I leave behind any kind of legacy, at least it'll be that I was a stepping stone for them, if that makes sense.
I can dig it. Like I said, I mean, I basically, you know, I don't like mainstream music, and, you know, I mean, I don't know, I don't like mainstream music, and just generally overall, there's so much talent on the internet, and there's so many people that don't have the opportunities for the exposure that really just have a lot more hunger, passion, and really are doing a much better job of representing the culture. Again, in my opinion, that I would much rather really listen to an unknown that is really putting it down, putting their time into the craft and representing something that has substance more than just the, you know, the coke, slap, beat them up, trap down, you know, man. Everyone's got their own musical taste, but, you know, again,
mingling and making it rain.
Right, exactly. And I was just going to add that, you know, you're from a good era, man. You know, like I was 12, like when you were born, but that's really like a good year. You're the last, really, man. You know, people in their like mid, you know, early to mid 30s. That's, you know, you caught the tail end of it, and you know, after that, people are just kind of, you know, the brainwashing began. The chamois took the brain. The big mainstream chamois came out like just it was bad. It was a bad. No, so yeah, man,
it's the sham wow.
Right, exactly. You know, they rung it out. They rung it out, homie, in a big glass bowl, and a bunch of whack liquid hip hop came out. Not favorable.
No.
another
thing is what I like listening to when I'm listening to these underground artists such as myself is I like hearing that. Homemade, in the basement, in the bathroom, mama's washroom, wherever they recorded with what little amount of equipment they had, because they were so hungry and they wanted to get it out there. They just had that voice and they had to get it out there. They didn't care, because I started with a little 4-track tape deck recorder and a $20 Casio piano. You know, it doesn't matter about the quality of the recording or the production. It's what you're saying, and if you feel it, if you truly love it and you feel it, everybody else is going to know that. They're going to feel it. They might not love it, but they're going to feel it.
That's what it's all about. You can take some low tech. It's all about the ear, man. You know, it's all about, you know, I know some people with some very high end equipment that, you know, and whatever way, if you got some stuff that sounds great and your music is in, you know, your overall music is garbage, it doesn't matter anyway. So, anyway, man, you know, hey, I mean, I'm really perturbed that this half hour has zipped by this evening. Definitely going to have you come back in the near future. I do thank you once again for joining me. It's been a blast, and I continue to offer you, to wish you continued success in everything, man, and just looking forward to hearing the album when it comes out. And, hey, when that rolls around, we'll have you back on the show to promote that, man. And, again, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
I truly appreciate it. Anyway, I can get some shout-outs in.
You go ahead. We're out of here with some shout-outs.
All right, no doubt. Got to say, all to God. All to God. Keep God with you. Find Jesus. Be with God. Love my wife, my kids. Happy birthday to my son, Nathan. Shout out to Mr. Flatline, DJ Buck up there in Milwaukee. Black Fox Clothing in East Detroit, Greenville Plaza. Y'all go check that out. Face Up Entertainment, St. Louis. Erebus Grossmouth. Beast on it. Check him out. Erebus Grossmouth. O'Steezy, the original. Dakota Classic. We Good Entertainment, that's True Words and Gons. Ty TM Beats and my Cali family, FTL, Kool-Aid and Boo Man. Newport, we in the house. Newport, Tennessee. We did it 4-2-3. Go ahead.
That's how it all went down. Once again, you've been tuned in to TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest. My special guest, Nitzo, join me next week for Alvarez Masterminded. Out of here tonight. I can talk at the end here. I can talk without getting tongue-tied. This is Capsized. We are out of the building. As always, in parting, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.
I bet my last friend probably gave you lockjaw.
Here we go.
Y'all got
yeah.
the game fucked up.
For real, for real. What is this world coming? I don't even know.
I come to you wholeheartedly. Sometimes I think it would have been in your best interest to have never even saw to me. But here I am, so this must be what I was meant to do. Anyone popping shit better believe that I was sent for you. I'm aggravated with faggots bragging about the shine. I'm like a broken watch, I just ain't got the time. Years are adding up and I ain't getting any younger. No longer starving, but I still got that fucking hunger. And that's gonna be the reason that this game is taking losses. I'm taking aim at all these Lil Wayne's and Rick Ross's. You've destroyed hip-hop, and that's a fact. Kanye West thinks he's God, let me see him bring his mama back. The gloves are coming off and everyone's a target. Whether it's Kendrick, 2 Chainz, or that Nicki Minaj harlot. Far be it from me to become a sexist artist. A bitch can get it just as bad as dudes with the same makeup products. You easy breezy cover rappers having ghost riders. What kind of shit is that? You ain't even lyric biters, you're lyric buyers. Well hell, I can tell you something. Some more bullshit for these idiots to keep bumping. You must be out your gourd to think that I would stay dormant. I was fine till I realized you guys was transforming. Here's an obvious prime example of how Optimus Prime rappers are damaging the youth factor when mishandling them.
Yeah.
These kids are idolizing teenagers for having babies. 6-year-olds pussy popping on talent show stages. They worship money with no clue of who Jesus is. But they know Katy Perry's bra size and who she's sleeping with. They're right, I'm pissed about it. Stuck in this toilet drowning. Y'all showing off money while my people are here stuck without it. Remember back when rap was all about making it through the struggle? Out the ghetto and no longer having to hustle. Now kids are pulling drive-bys because they got nothing to do. Walk up to old people and knock them out like they got something to prove. This world has gone to shit. No paper to wipe is clean. That's why when I get lost inside my mind, I'm in the same building with you. I'm just on a higher floor. Large account of inquirers begging me to supply more. You fight for shit that I ain't even got to try for. My lord, I'm on the level that I was designed for. I hear some youngins out here and they bumping their guns. I'm patting youngins on the back just like I'm burping my son. I've molded a few in my time and I'm proud when they shine. But it seems to get that in return means I'm stepping out of line. So fuck it, I stay in my lane and I ride solo. Love all of my children, but for now the motto's YOLO. Focused on my future like a psychic flipping tarot. If I ain't got a shot, why they hand me the bow and arrow? In the eye of the sparrow, to have a better view. Turns out the best of me's the side of me I never knew. Instead of number one, you seem invested in the two. So I'll chalk up the deuce while I advance ahead of you.
I've been watching, my ship's been sinking. Jumped in a lifeboat as soon as it started leaking. I knew my swimming, I've been caught up in the undertow. So I'll just stay afloat and wonder where the fuck to go. I keep surviving, I keep surviving. I've been through hell and back, I keep on riding. I keep surviving, I keep surviving. Y'all better hold on tight, I think this thing is capsizing. I keep surviving. Y'all better hold on tight, I think this thing is capsizing.